podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 135. That's pretty good. Before we jump in, we're going to talk about X's and O's today. Step three of the building the program, I don't know, roadmap or practice plan or lesson plan or whatever it is. Before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to Dr. Dish. In my opinion, the most innovative shooting machine out there. They're always changing. That's what I think. They aren't relying on the old mechanics. Do you remember the shooting machines that had those long rails that the ball used to roll down?
Yes.
I had one of them. That was one of my first purchases when I
took it. Yeah, you see these new machines, they're incredible and they're so easy and they're just so great for player development, which we'll talk about next week. And they're just insane. Like, they're awesome.
I know. We'll talk about that next week. So mention Coach Unplugged or High School Hoops. I'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. So this category is one of the reasons I started teachhoops. If you're looking for ways to work on your X's and O's, if you're looking for a community, if you're looking, I mean, I can just think of the courses I have that you know, picking an offense, picking a defense, how to press break, any type of offense or defense or scheme or handout or thing that you want is inside of teachhoops. And it's, like I said, less than a trip to McDonald's for a family of four. It's definitely less than one of the DVDs you can buy online. I'm telling you. And that's for a month. And that's the one-on-one calls. That's
and you can only watch a DVD so long and I'll never talk back to you.
Here's the problem with the DVDs. If you get two things out of it, and then you're sitting there with the DVD.
Right.
Like, what am I going to do with it? Like, trust me, it'll take you a long time to get through everything we got. So,
and by the time you get through it all, there'll be more. So
there will be. Like I was saying a couple weeks ago.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Hopefully. All right. So this week, schemes, what's your thought on schemes?
First thing I want to address is that schemes are ever changing in my opinion, ever changing in the sense that from year to year, they often change. The one big mistake that I have made, building a program is trying to change my schemes and those things too much during the course of a season. And so trying to be consistent and repetitious with your X's and O's for a year. But I also believe that after that season is over, your X's and O's can change. It doesn't always have to be one thing or the other. It's always ever changing. You know that because you've had multiple offenses and defenses. I used to be a coach that used to play up the line. I play a little bit more pack style now, you know, whether it's for, you know, it changes, you know, it. And so I think the big thing is you got to be consistent the course of the season and you got to get those repetitions. And if you're constantly changing your X's and O's, I think that's when you're not going to get the best out of your team.
Well, and here's a couple things. First of all, I think it is about the off season. If you're doing your homework in the off season, like right now, you won't have to do as many tweaks.
Right.
Because that means you have, I mean, we all know who's coming back. I know who's coming back. I mean, I can. So I gotta have a plan A and a plan B and maybe a plan B, C, maybe a plan C. It's like, okay, so what am I thinking is going to work here offensively? What, you know, here's where these pieces are going to fit in. I just think you have to do that work while you're not in season. So I think the people that stumble are the ones that pivot in season and go, oh my gosh, we can't press, we can't do this. And then all of a sudden they change halfway through November. And it's like, you can tweak, but hopefully you've done your homework before that. And you're not like, I mean, I've seen coaches go through six different offenses in a season.
Right.
That means you didn't do your homework in the off season. You didn't do your homework right now. And I yell at T-Troops.com members all the time. It's like, we ask our players to work on their game. Well, we got to work on our game. Like, that's one of the reasons I do this podcast. One of the reasons I started my membership, because I want to work on my game. I want to become better. I mean, if you're watching this, you can see my library. I'm reading all the time. I'm always trying to get better at my craft, and the scheme and the X's and O's, this part of becoming a basketball coach, I'm telling you right now, is in the off season. It's the nine, it's the, you know, the 8 months that you're not playing, that you're obsessing about an out of bounds play, and you're obsessing about how you're going to teach your offense, and you're obsessing about this and that. And that's what I'm doing. I'm hoping I'm going to get in the gym with my guys this summer. So those are the things I think you really have to think about. So what do you think?
Because,
Coach?
Like, really, you know, the X's and O's are going to be depending on what you want and based on your players. So,
right.
I think that's a great point. A really good point. And then X's and O's, and you constantly talk about this too, is like constantly in the back of your mind in the off season, start to evaluate what you would do in certain situations. Situations and practice them. The reality is, and I think what you're trying to say, Steve, is in the reality of when we get to the course of the season, it's really hard to put in X's and O's because you only have so much limited time to prepare for the next opponent. And that's the reality.
I'm looking at my schedule for next week. It's like for next year, it's like, okay, there's like 2.5 months, and it's like, okay, there's 7 games in this month. It's like, okay, when am I going to teach them about? I'm going to be like, play, practice.
So I think part of this is just developing the awareness of when to execute this, and then build it around what you want. Like, I'm not to say that there's one way or other, because people have won many games running different things. It's how well and you prepare yourself to do those things. You know, you have to be a master of your craft, right? So if you're going to be running a good 2-3 matchup zone, then you better know how to do it, and you better know how to do every rotation of it and what you're going to do.
Right. I agree. Anything else? I mean, actually, you know, literally, if you want more with this, you got to come join T-Troops.
Yeah. And we can always, I think the other thing too, is we can always, you know, in the summer months is a good time. If other people that are listening to our podcast have X and O's, we've done stuff on the flex. We've done things.
Please ask us out of bounds plays.
That's the stuff that we feed off of. One of the reasons why Steve addressed it already was one of the reasons why we're in this 4-part series is that's what people have been asking about is building a program. You know, if we can stay relevant, let us know. We can definitely talk about more specifics.
Right. What's on your mind? What's your frustration? What's causing you to go like that, you know? Steve@ttroops.com, just let me know. All right, timeout. What's our full timeout?
Are you okay with one-handed passes? Because you know there's some coaches out there that think the one-handed pass is like not okay.
I
have no problem with it either, as long as it gets to their hands and it's successful. Don't care because I think if you try to limit a player, I think you lose that sense of creativity, you know, and that might be their player. And like a good pocket pass with the one hand is great, but it's amazing that you still see some people that are really about two hand passes, this and that, whatever. As long as it works and it gets in the right place, I'm all for it.
Okay. That's easy. Yeah. it's like the old guy that thinks you have to shoot a layup one way. You only shoot that layup one way when you're in an empty gym and no one's guarding you.
The only shot you shoot one way all the time is what, Steve? The same every time.
Yeah.
It's the free throw. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, why are we teaching them to pass only one way? That's silly, because you're going to have to pass 8 billion different ways. No. That was the easiest full timeout ever.
Good. I'm glad you never know. You might have some
guy right now. And I'm glad your lasagna didn't burn when you ran off during the middle of the podcast.
Hey, we're real people here. Okay.
We are real.
A happy life is a good life. People.
Everybody that's listening to this, you can figure out the stretch in which he was gone, where I was just talking. And then you can get to, maybe I'll put it on YouTube and you can figure out exactly
whatever. Everybody that listens to this podcast know that Steve is always talking. So
I am always talking.
Sports Social Podcast Network.